Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's a beautiful Sabbath, and I'm glad to see you. 30 years ago, if you asked someone how to earn $1 million, they would say, get a job and work. Ask the same question today, and people will say, buy a lottery ticket. We now hear people who become instant millionaires by buying a lottery ticket or hitting it big at the local casino. Many are placing their bets on the upcoming Super Bowl game. In our society today, the acceptance of gambling is as popular as going out and getting your daily latte. Today, let's take a look at gambling and the pursuit of riches. A quick overview of the growth of gambling in the United States is very interesting. In the 1930s, the state of Nevada legalized gambling. In that state, it resulted in the construction of many casinos. During the 1970s and 1980s, many states jumped on the lottery craze and offered state lotteries in their state to help support their state treasuries. Now, gambling took a major leap when Congress in 1988 authorized the Indian Regulatory Act. You may not know about this, but what it did was it gave the federally recognized Indian tribes to the authority to negotiate with the states to build casinos on reservations. Now the rest is history, and the growth of casinos in this nation has been phenomenal. Gambling advertising is bombarding us every day in many ways that you might not even expect. Today I'm holding just the sports page of yesterday's Seattle Times. Now, if you don't follow sports, you probably won't even look at this section. But if you are a sports person, you will look on the back, and there's sports stats. Now, I circled the lower left-hand corner because this is called the Daily Line. What the Daily Line is, for those people who gamble on sports, the latest odds from the bookies in Las Vegas. Some will say, well, what's wrong with gambling? They will say, well, I don't see 11th commandment saying, thou shalt not gamble. While the Bible does not directly address gambling, it doesn't mean that gambling is exempt from God's instructions. In today's modern world, if you were to do a concordance word search for like gambling, abortion, drugs, addiction, or pornography, for example, you would not find anything. Gambling and other modern day issues must be seen through the lens of God's principles and instructions through His Word, the Bible. Sadly to say, many of those who call themselves Christians have been tainted in this world at which they live. Now, survey by the Barna Research Organization that released a survey on November 3rd of 2003 called on those who called themselves Christians. And they asked them, what was acceptable behavior? Now, 10 moral behaviors were listed, and which ones they thought they approved of. Now, some of the 10 included pornography, drunkenness, homosexual sex, having abortion, cohabitation, using recreational drugs, profanity, and gambling. In that survey, to those Christians, the highest morally acceptable activity was gambling, with a 61% approval rate. Now, gaining riches and wealth from gambling is not one of God's principles. Let us turn to Proverbs 28 and see some God's advice about an attitude that comes from wanting to win in gambling, for example, like the lottery, for example. In Proverbs 28, let's read verse 20. A faithful man will abound with blessings, but he who hastens to become rich will not go unpunished. Now let's drop down to verse 22. A man with an evil eye hastens after riches and does not consider that poverty will come upon him. It's important that Christians trust God in every circumstance. It becomes clear that money is really a training ground for us to develop our trustworthiness in God. Let's go to Luke 16:11. So in Luke 16:11 we read this. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, here he's talking about wealth, riches, even money, who will commit to your trust the true riches? So rather than relying on God to provide us with riches, we try to obtain riches on our own through gambling. Basically, what we say to God is, we don't believe that He will do the best for us. The best way to gather riches is not from gambling, but rather tithing to God. Let's turn in the Bible to Proverbs 3. And we can see how we can really accumulate wealth. So let's read in Proverbs 3, verse 9. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. So if we faithfully tithe to God, God will see to our needs. Along the same thought, let's go to Malachi 3:10. This is a familiar scripture to most of us. And in Malachi 3:10, we will read this. Bring all the tithes in the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing that there will be not enough room to receive it. I suspect that some may not be tithing or not believe in tithing, and they resort to their own devices to receive riches, for example, like gambling. Now, there are also other attitudes and behaviors about gambling that God disapproves of. A short while ago, we heard a sermon from Mr. David Holliday. Now, we are here today because we call ourselves Christians. Now, do you remember what he said the sign of a Christian was? That sign was that we love one another. Now, let me ask you a question. How does it show that we are a Christian when we gamble to win, when it requires others to lose? For many, the ramifications that come from gambling losses are profound. Their families are touched by the resulting consequences that may result in divorce, bankruptcy, in some cases, suicide. Now, gambling affects the work ethic. Gambling suggests that we can get something for nothing. We don't have to work for it. But work is part of God's plan for mankind. We are to invest our labors and energies that supply our needs and those of our families. Gambling to some is the easy way. In Proverbs 13:4, we are told that the soul of a lazy man desires and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall become rich. You know, gambling also affects our Christian stewardship. Losses in gambling will create financial hardships on our families, and because of this irresponsibility, we will not be able to meet the needs of our family. Now, Apostle Paul said in 1 Timothy 5:8, he said this, "If anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for his own household, he is denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." Now, several weeks ago, we heard in a sermonette from Mr. Bob Rayner. Now, a lot of you were gone for the Portland weekend. I'm going to probably duplicate a little bit of it, but he talked about a movie, It's a Wonderful Life. I think it's one of my favorite movies. It starred Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed. The movies are really a classic. I think most of you probably have seen it. Now, in that movie, there was a amount of missing from the savings and loan bank where George Bailey worked at. That character was played by Jimmy Stewart. Now, he contemplated suicide. So he goes to this bridge, and he's going to jump in the river, commit suicide. Now, the nature of George Bailey is to help others, sometimes at a cost to himself, of sacrificing his own goals and dreams. Of course, George Bailey jumps in, and when this angel is out there in this water, he jumps in not to commit suicide, but to help this angel. Of course, he doesn't know he's an angel. Now, as they dry off in the bridge control room, George Bailey makes a statement. He states that it had been better if he had never been born. Now, the angel tells him, "No, don't say that. You don't know what you're asking. You don't know how many people in life you've influenced." So then the angel shows him a life without him ever being born. What we see is a world totally different and not for the good, because George Bailey wasn't there. You see, brethren, as Christians, we touch lives of so many people, many times not realizing it. We are really Christ's ambassadors in a world that is quickly moving away from God and His ways. If we go to a store and only buy a few lotto tickets, we make a statement to the clerk, you know, that we don't trust God to provide for our needs. You see, there's a war going on, and I'm not talking about the war in Iraq. There's a great spiritual war now going on, and few people in this world really realize what's going on. The Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 3, "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come." Now, the New King James Version says times of stress. Now, Paul listed 19 spiritual conditions that will be worsening as the time gets close to the end. And actually, 6 of those spiritual conditions can be found in gambling. And they are lovers of themselves, lovers of money, proud, without self-control, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. The acceptance of gambling in our society is enormous. We need to take a stand to give those hope to those who struggle with gambling. It's not easy in this war because it's a major battle. You see, we are David facing Goliath on acceptance of people in this world about gambling. Today I have talked about gambling in the pursuit of riches. If we take a hard look at ourselves, and maybe we need to see that we need to repent and ask God forgiveness. Well, let's begin today if we're in that category. God will forgive us, and we can move forward in His grace. Let's all pursue the riches of God through obedience to Him.